Hi guys, 我是 Jenny, 你正在收听由开言英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, this is Adam.
Adam, how did you get to work today?
Well, I took the bus.
你要坐几站? How many stations?
Oh, well, no stations. Well, it's just a couple stops.
Ah, okay, 所以几站英语不能说 how many stations, 我们要用 how many stops.
Yeah, the stops are the things that are on the street. A station is where the bus lives, it's where it sleeps.
Oh no, 我还是一个 pass 高级口译的人，这么简单的东西我也说错了。好，那如果你也跟我一样犯这个我觉得是小错误，但是通过今天的节目会帮大家纠正过来。Okay, 那Do you know what inspired today's show?
I don't.
就前两天我跟一个朋友出去，然后后来呢，我要坐 bus 回家，然后我就说 Oh, my bus station is right there. 然后我朋友说、啊，这里哪里有 bus station?
Right, exactly.
他说这只有一个 bus stop. 然后我才，
Yeah, it's really, for us, a station is a building. It's a stationary thing, a subway station, a train station. We'll talk about all the stations today.
所以 stationary 那个词是静止的意思、
mm-hmm.
所以就 station 因为它是不动的
Doesn't move
I finally figured it out
I wish you guys can see the giant light bulb that just shot up above Jenny's head
好 OK 总之呢一个 stop 就是比如你要坐几站车对吗然后一个 station 像 Adam 说的就是一个building、
mm-hmm.
它可能没有 一幢大的楼但是它就是一个比较大的这种像什么集散中心那样是吧、
mm-hmm.
Okay, so I think one way we can think of this is 一个 stop 是你的目的地是一个 destination、
mm-hmm.
是吧、
yep.
然后一个 station 是一个 location、
mm-hmm. Yeah, you could think of it that way The thing about a bus stop is it's either where you want to stop、
mm-hmm.
or notRight.
Oh, 对对对
like it's just on the street. Now, you guys might be wondering, though, there is sometimes some kind of thing there, right?
对、like, 就是告诉你这是几路几路的车
I'm talking more about like a shelter.
Oh,
right? So we call that like a bus shelter.
就是那种可以帮你挡风遮雨的那个。
Right, exactly, exactly. So that, I know some people might be thinking like, well, is that a station? That, that doesn't move. We call that a shelter.
还有另外一个词, a bus
so
shelter.
So many words.
天哪。那反正就一个公交站是一个 bus stop. 那如果是一个长途汽车,就比如我从北京坐到天津那种。
Okay, so...If you, like, for example, if when you arrive in Tianjin, you call your friend, you'd say, like, I'm at the bus station. That's okay. We also call that place the bus terminal. You might have seen that word once or twice.
对,就是长途车的车站啊,叫一个 terminal.
Right.
Okay. 那英语里面,比如我坐几路公交车,这个多少路是怎么表达的?
Well, we don't have quite a colorful or expressive way. It's just number.
比如我要坐十路 bus.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bus number 10.
Yeah.
Just, 你们说 bus number 10, 还是 just I'm taking the...
Probably just say the number 10.
The number 10,
yeah.
连 bus 都不用。
You could say the number 10 bus, but we kind of already know you're talking about a bus, so there's no reason to say it. Yeah, I just take the number 10. In fact, I took the number 10 to get here today.
好，那是不是同样的逻辑 ？The same analogy applies to 地铁啦，火车啦。
Yeah, of course. I mean, I guess you stop at stations. There's nowhere else to stop. A bus can stop anywhere on the street, really, that it wants. But a subway or a train has to stop at the station.
对对对，所以火车啊、地铁和公交还有点不一样，对吧？因为每一个火车或者地铁的站都是。一个 physical 站
It's a station, right? Yeah, you're not going to stop. I mean, unless there is an emergency, and let's knock on wood here that there aren't any emergencies, you are going to be stopping at a station.
那如果我说，这个地铁我要坐五站，这应该怎么说呢？
I have to go 5 stops or 5 stations.
Okay, 好，那现在听起来好像 stops 也是说就比较。就是一个概念、
mm-hmm.
是吧就多远啊坐几站啊你哪一站下、mm-hmm. Which stop are you getting off?
Right, exactly.
Okay, 那地铁英文是
That is, ooh, that's a big topic、
Loaded.
Right there, isn't it? Yeah. So here we call it subway.、
Mm.
Many people also say metro. I guess our British friends say the tube.
你觉得哪一个词是最 universal, 就是不管哪里人都懂的
Subway.
Subway.
Subway, yeah. Because metro often just means either the city itself or like all of the public transportation in a city.
Okay, 好，那接着我们来看看今天说的这个 station 呀 stop 呀都是站，然后前面已经说了你要坐几站 ，you can say how many stops are you taking、mm-hmm. for buses？ 然后 for train it's how many stops or stations？
Or stations
都可以。
Yep.
好，那如果说哎下一站就是我。
I'm getting off at the next stop.
Next stop， 那有的时候你错过了那个站，你可能睡着了，或者人很多没下去。
Oh yeah, well the first one is more like me. I always fall asleep on buses and miss my stop.
Ah, so you miss your stop.
Again. I always do that.
前两天我在公车上就遇到一位老奶奶，她是伊朗人，然后她英语不好，她就问我，她给我看了个小纸条，说她要到这个地方，她应该哪一站 ，which stop should she get off， 然后就告诉她。然后他也不明白、
right.
哪站是什么，所以 every stop 我就要拉住他说 not your stop yet,
right,
not your、
right.
stop yet.
It's、yeah. funny because I, the last time I went to Beijing, there was a guy at the airport, might also have been from Iran, and I was trying to kind of tell him the opposite. It wasn't where to get off the bus, it was where to get on the bus.
Okay.
And yeah, he just was not...I don't think he understood.
好的，那现在除了这个公交呀、地铁、火车站啊，也有很多就共享单车嘛，乱停乱放很不好。但现在有很多集中的这个给你停共享单车的站。
That's right. So we can call those docking stations.
这里是用 station， 但前面我们要加一个 docking。Docking 其实不就是船，你要 dock、mm-hmm. 对吧？
Yep.
停在码头。所以 a bike docking station.
Yeah.
还有一个新兴事物就是如果你买了一个电动车，比如像特斯拉这样的，你要充电。
Oh yeah, you gotta charge the battery. So you need to find a charging station.
所以这里也用 station、mm-hmm. 是吗？好的，那今天节目的最后呢，我们来看一些。平时谈到你怎么去上班呀，就是这个讲到通勤很常用的一些英文。其实英文里面有一个词是吧，可以涵盖这个概念。
That's right, that word is commute.
Commute.
A lot of people don't like this word, I don't blame them.
怎么拼啊？
C-O-M-M-U-T-E.
让我想到 communicate, 沟通，但这里是 commute.
Commute, yeah.
那 commute 的意思就是就坐公共交通或者开车也可以吗？
Yeah, it doesn't really matter how. It really just means go to work. So, I mean, you could take a helicopter to work.
How fancy, oh.
Yeah, if you're Jeff Bezos from Amazon, you probably take a helicopter on your commute.
那你刚刚说的 commute 这个词只是用来形容上班是吧？就是通勤。如果我去玩啊什么的，你不能说my commute.
Not a commute.
Okay. Yeah,
not a commute. It's just going to work and coming home from work. And we say that is the commute.
那如果我说我上班路很远呢，上下班路上很多时间。
You could say my commute is long, bad, terrible.
Okay. 好，也有很多早上一来上班，同事之间 small talk 会问。
How was the commute?
Okay.
How is your commute?
Do you know, I actually really enjoy my commute.
Do you?
My commute is pretty long. 我每天坐个巴士大概要坐就单程啊、mm-hmm. 要大概四五十分钟的时间。
Wow.
但这里的巴士因为人不是那么多嘛 so usually I get a seat.、然后我就可以在上面听 podcast 呀然后看书啊就觉得是我自己的 me time, quiet time.
It's me time. Yeah, I don't get a lot of me time on my commute, unless I walk.
好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿。如果你对这个话题还有什么问题的话呢，大家都可以到节目留言来问我们。好，那如果你喜欢开言英语带给你非常实用、风趣、幽默的课程呢，千万别忘了免费试用一下我们的会员课，因为会员课呢，它是更加系统性的一套英语学习内容。我们有最简单的双语课程啊，是给英语小白们的。那如果你级别比较高呢，就会有全英文的都是由我们北美主播为你来讲解呈现的全英课程。Okay, if you want to try it out, 那就免费下载我们的 app 开言英语。Okay, thank you for listening. We'll see you next time.
All right, bye guys. Happy commute.